the department as represented I'm trying to check now. Unfortunately, the other members, I don't think now we do have a quorum. We then have to, because we are dealing with a serious matter that will require the quorum, we will then have to wait for some few minutes for other members to log in. I know members are not used on any meetings like these ones, but unfortunately circumstances dictate so. Can we try and wait for some few minutes before we start?
Chairperson, honorable members and the guest, we have received no apologies for today's meeting, Chair. Thank you.
Okay, Spish. Technology is a challenge. In the absence of the, can Ari Ayanda flag the agenda for today? Okay. There is the agenda, honorable members. We are dealing with the motion of desirability on the gas amendment bill. Then we are dealing on the possible way forward with regards to the upstream petroleum resources development bill. And then we will deal with the consideration of the minutes of the 17 and 20 May. And then we will then close. We all know that, honorable members, we are meeting at a time where Parliament is busy with the public hearings. And therefore, we have to do everything possible with the little time we can get. And that's the reason we are meeting at this moment. Without any further delays, can I then take the item, which is item number one? Item number one, which is the gas amendment bill, motion of desirability. I think it's important, honorable members, to just give a background exercise how we happen to find ourselves here at this moment. And I think I must also state that the level of commitments that members had given in this process, it's something that it has to be appreciated. The level of cooperation, I would even go and say the extent of sacrifice, where members were prepared to be away from home for almost 2 weeks at some point without a break. I'm sure that when we finalize the whole exercise, we will then touch on those issues. But for now, I think for me, the level that members showed, the work that the staff had given, especially the one that was directly providing support to the committee, is well appreciated, and some other areas. But I think those are the things, obviously, that were dealt with when we were dealing with the overall experience with regards to the operation or the processes during this period of public consultation. Without any further delays, honorable members, I think it's important just to give that background that we started with the gas amendment bill as it was referred to the committee around the 29th of April 2021. And as a committee, when we then asked for the department to give us a briefing on the content of the bill, which briefing was done in May last year, then subsequently we issued out notices for written submissions on the bill in June 2021. And we had up until the end of July 2021. We then had oral submissions, which were conducted in November and December last year. We then conducted public hearings in all 9 provinces nationally. Yes, there were areas where there were challenges, but I think for a committee that probably in its totality, if not 90% of it, was confronted for the first time with the issues that relates to legislative making processes, I think the level of participation is something that was well appreciated. Obviously, with little glitches at the beginning of the process, Now, honorable members, in terms of the rules of the National Assembly, especially Rule 286, subsection 4 and subsection 6, which deals with the committee processes for legislation, it states that the committee must consider a motion of desirability on the subject matter of the bill. If therefore the MOD, which is the memorandum of desirability, is rejected, it must immediately be tabled. It must immediately table the bill and its report. Therefore, we'll have to proceed to deliberate on the details of the legislation. The adoption of the motion of desirability will obviously relate to whether the principles of the bill, not the actual contents, the principles of the bill and the need for the bill, will have been accepted by the committee. And therefore, we will check, therefore, whether members do agree to the principles of the bill and the need for the bill to be proceeded with. Can I therefore give the Secretariat to read in terms of what could be the motion of desirability? Can I give it to you, Ari and Ayanda?
Thank you, Chair. The motion of desirability on the Gas Amendment Bill, B9-2021. That in the opinion of the Portfolio Committee on Mineral Resources and Energy, legislation is desirable, which provide for the amendment and insertion of certain definitions to provide for the promotion of the orderly development of the gas industry, to enhance the national regulatory framework, to promote broad-based Black economic empowerment, to provide for socio-economic and environmentally sustainable development, to provide for new developments and changing technologies in the gas sector, to facilitate gas infrastructure development and investment, to provide for cooperation between the private and public sectors in the gas industry, to strengthen enforcement and improve compliance, and to provide for matters connected therewith. That is the motion of desirability, Chair.
Sorry. Okay, can I check with the honorable members? Do they agree with the broad matters that relate to the motion of desirability? Let me check whether there are any hands. I see the hand of Honorable Mylem. Is there any other hand? I see the hand of Honorable Mahlaule. Any other hand? I see the hand of Honorable Kula. Any other hand? Okay, in the absence of other hand, we are not dealing with the contents, honorable members. We are just dealing that, yes, it is broadly, we will deal with the contents where there will be agreements or disagreement with regards to what actually, you know, what the bill suggests to do, what actually is the main content of what is being suggested in the bill. That is the but generally now is the broad principles of intention by the bill. Honorable Mylem.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, the Democratic Alliance does not find this bill desirable in its current format. While we acknowledge the need for many of the technical amendments and definition changes and the like, we are concerned that the bill does not adequately address environmental and health safety concerns. We are concerned that the bill overly centralizes the powers of the minister and affords very, very broad discretionary powers to the minister without any checks and balances. And Chairperson, we do not believe that this bill encourages competition in the gas sector. In fact, it goes to the other extreme and promotes monopolistic behavior. So, Chairperson, as it currently stands, DA does not find this bill desirable.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Greetings to yourself, greetings to colleagues on the platform and the department. Chair, the ANC understands that there is a bill that is existing. The ANC understands that there is a move to amend the bill that is already in existence. The ANC also understands that we went around the country asking for people to make their opinions heard, both in writing and physically in wherever we were visiting. The people of South Africa made it heard that they would want some part of the bill amended. You said, Chair, we should not discuss the deposits they made and so forth. Now, in the view of the ANC, that brings the desirability to amend the bill to the fore. And therefore, we'll listen to our people out there and put a motion of desirability, agreeing with the desirability for our people out there. Thank you very much.
Yes, Honorable Kula. Mr. Kula, sir.
Chair, he appears to have dropped off the platform.
Yeah, I was going to say he's no longer on the platform. Maybe there's a network problem. I'll just check with him, Chair. Or he's back now.
Dr. Kula, sir. Can't see him, though.
No, Chair, I'll be able to come in when I was cut out by the network.
Continue.
Chairperson?
Continue.
No. Thanks a lot, Chairperson. I'm sorry for that slight problem that I had on my side. Greetings to you, Chair of the Portfolio Committee. Greetings to colleagues in the Portfolio Committee. Greetings to the department. I think I heard you correctly, Chair, that we are not going to enter deeper into issues around the gas amendment bill. That only for now we'll still deal with the issue of the motion of desirability. So, Chair, I wanted to concur with my colleague, Honorable Mahlauli, that we feel that this bill passes the litmus test of desirability. That we agree, I agree with Honorable Mahlaulo that I think it deals with the issues, getting deeper into issues, but I think it addresses the issues we have always set ourselves as a committee that we need to address issues around to do with transformation in this country. So I think without getting deeper into issues that happens in the public hearings, I think the rallying cry out there is that there are certain sections of this bill that needs to then be amendment for us to be able to fulfill the objectives that we have set for ourselves, which centers around transformation. So I was saying that, Chair, I think the bill meets that test, and none of us who's logical, who's saying, whose principle can say the bill does not meet the desired test. I don't think there's anybody who supports that. I think it does meet the test. So, Chair, I concur with my colleague and I support fully what Honorable Mahlaulo has said. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Members. I'm not sure, but we might be compelled to go to go through the exercise we have to. In the instance, there is no agreement on the matter. But safe to say, honourable member, and I'm not trying to debate, but I think it's important. The issue with regard to the motion of desirability, it says, as members who have got a duty and a responsibility, we may not agree, like I said, with the contents of the bill. We may be able to say, from where we are sitting, instead of this, let it be this. Instead of that, let it be that. For an example, on the issue of the powers, it rests directly with the committee to say, no, in terms of the powers, this is what we think is the view. If there is a process that must precede any of those instead of a certain section. But I think it's either whether we move forward on this or whether we go and be stuck with this process. Can I then check whether is there any other person beside the other members that have spoken? Otherwise, I think we'll be left with no option but to go on a vote on this matter. Can I check? Okay. Honorable Zungula.
Thank you, Chair. Also want to send my greetings to yourself and my colleagues. As the ATM, we believe that there is a strong need for transformation in the guest sector, and the bill currently does address some of the issues that the people of South Africa have been crying for. So on behalf of the ATM, we move that this bill must be proceeded to. Thank you.
Okay. It's a very difficult process, this thing, because, let me just leave it at that, because the motion of desirability technically, now that I listen in what is being presented, runs the risk that we may end up dealing with a matter that is not necessarily at this stage there. But let me just say, honorable members, the issue now, yes, I agree, is that is there a need for a bill of this nature, and what needs to be corrected and what needs to be added onto it is a matter that will be dealt with when we deal with the deliberations on the bill. And then when we deal with the clause by clause on the bill. But let's leave it now. Is there any other person who has not spoken at this stage that we need to consider? Okay, let me just go straight, honorable members, so that we release this other. Those who agree with the motion of desirability, can I get the hands?
Chair, come again, Chair.
I'm saying those who agree with the motion of desirability, I assume from the ANC, there's agreement. They say they agree. We will then have to count the numbers.
Yes, Chair, I wanted to say that in line with the rules of the virtual platform, as a whip of the African National Congress, I therefore submit that everybody in the ANC who's logged in votes for the desirability of the bill. So we'll have to count them. Thank you.
The ANC is 3. Is 4.
It's 4 years, Chair.
Honorable Chair, count the AIC also on that.
Okay, let me go back at the DA. Oh, I was dealing with those who agreed. Sorry. Then there's the AIC. Is that it, Mr. Honorable Jafta?
Yes, Chair, it's me. I agree. Let it be considered to go forward with the bill.
Okay. That is number five, Honorable Zungula.
The ATM agrees.
That is number six. Is there any other person who agrees that I would not have picked up? Okay. Those who are opposed to the motion of desirability, DA?
Yes, Chair. Two from the DA on the platform.
I saw two. Am I correct? Honorable Lorema is there and yourself.
Quite correct. I stand with my colleague.
Okay. Those who who decide to abstain, I can't see anyone that has abstained. Okay, so it is six members who support the motion of desirability and two object to the motion of desirability. And therefore the motion is carried through. We will proceed to the next level, which is the deliberations on the gas amendment bill, and then we will then deal with all the other processes, including the clause by clause session. On that note, can we now go to the upstream, the process on the potential process on the upstream petroleum resources development bill?
Yes, thank you very much, Chairperson. I will just outline the process going forward after we got a briefing from the department. Just a big background, Chair. The Upstream Petroleum Resources Development Bill was ATC, was referred by the Minister on the 19th of May, 2021. Then it was referred to the Portfolio Committee on Mineral Resources and the Select Committee on Land Reform, Environment, Mineral Resources and Energy for information. Then in July, the bill was formally referred to the Portfolio Committee on Mineral Resources by the JTM. And then the bill has been classified as Section 76 and as a bill falling within the ambit of Section 39, Subsection 1 of the Traditional and Khoisan Leadership Act 2019, Act Number 3 of 2019. The bill was then referred to the National House of Traditional.
Is it me who has the...
Sorry, Chair.
I'm saying, am I the only one who you are suffering like the Honorable Kula?
Am I audible, Chair, or not audible?
I'm the only one. No, I'm asking so that myself, if it is me, then I have to adjust. I wouldn't know. But you were cutting in some areas. And fortunately, we were still reading where you are.
So far,
you're the only one.
Okay.
You're the only one, yes, Chair.
Continue, Ms. Boss.
All right. As I said, Chair, the bill was then referred to the National House of Traditional and Khoisan Leaders on the 18th of August, 2021 for comments. And then subsequent to that, the committee received a briefing from the department on the 17th of May, 2022. Now it is upon the committee to to take this process forward by calling for submission on the bill. And the proposal is to place an advert calling for written submission in the following news, in the following national and regional newspapers, to try to cover all the languages in South Africa. Mail and Guardian for English, Tembisile News for isiNdebele, Ngoho News Tshivenda, Tavela News Sipedi, Cold City for Siswati, Business Inc. for Setswana, Bushbuck Ridge News for Tsonga, Rapport for Africans, Isolezwe for isiZulu, Isolezwe for isiXhosa, and Free State Sun for Sesotho. Now, Chair, there are three options that we are bringing in front of the committee to decide on going forward with the process. Option one, the committee can schedule virtual public hearings over 3 or 5 days within the committee slot or outside the committee slot, which will require permission from both the House Chair and the Chief Whip for stakeholders to have submit written submission. But the days will be determined, Chair, by the oral submission received. Option two is for the committee can invite specific stakeholders who might not have submitted written submissions to public hearings. And then option three is for the committee to undertake public hearings to the provinces, and we can request our researcher and the content advisors to lead us on the areas that could be visited. So, Chair, I will just pause here on the options available, and then further on, we can decide the process further after the committee has decided which option they will take on the upstream petroleum. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Ms. Boss, for that. Honourable members, that's the process subsequent to this. Before I go, which is the first one, is the one that says we do it in-house without going out. The second one is the one that says we only deal with so we invite specific stakeholders who, the second one is the one, the third one is the one that says we undertake public hearing, which means we do in the same way we did last time. But I must say, considering the extent of interest, not influencing members, extent of interest would be, I doubt we will win the vote or the court of public opinion if we don't undertake public hearings. But I'm not saying anything, honorable members, to guide you. Can I get the opinion of honorable members just on the process that is being suggested? I'm not pinning you on the three options, but I think I wanted us to focus on the three options at our disposal. With regards to the issues of the time frame, I think that if we agree on the options, three options, it makes it easy now to understand the issue of the time frames with regards to what has to be done. Can I get the opinion of honorable members? I know you are tired, you've been crisscrossing the country on the gas amendment bill. Honorable Mashaule.
Thank you very much, Chair.
I see your mic is on. Is there any other, I see the Honorable Kula, is there any other view? Okay. Continue, Honorable Mashaule.
Thanks, Chair. I don't think I'll have to motivate more than you have already done, though you didn't mean to influence us. But I'm of the view as well that we will not survive if we were to neglect the public hearings all over the country, given the interest that people have and have indicated, some of them. So I would really persuade the committee to go with option three of public hearings. Thank you. Chairperson, I'm done. Can you indicate if
you? I'm busy saying, Honorable Pula, Mshonile Shakula. Sorry, I muted myself. Mshonile Shakula.
No. Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think I would concur with my colleague, Honorable Mahlaule, because I think the best way to go about this thing, Chairperson, we can't bypass our people when we make legislations. So I think the issue of public hearings is very important, that we need to source out whether what is the feeling of the people of this country in terms of this particular bill. So I support the view that we need to go through a public hearings, Chair. On a lighter note, Chair, I think I must say, because we are currently now discussing what option should we take. So I think it is important that some of the colleagues also are out to say that, because it would be futile for us to then undertake public hearings and at the latter stage come back to this very same portfolio committee and say, no, but there was no need for this public hearing. There's not even a need for this bill. So I think there's a need for public hearings. Then we'll come back and deal with all other issues, Chairperson. Thank you.
You're emotionating, the latter part, but... Babu Tiki, Honorable Langa, I saw your mic is on.
Yes, thank you very much, Chairperson, and greetings to committee members and the staff and all that are in the platform. Chair, I would also like to concur with my colleagues. I mean, we are public representatives and we are elected to be in the positions that we are in, and it's quite of importance that we always consult, especially with the legislation matters. So I will also encourage persuade the committee to choose for option three, which says we need to have public hearings or consultations. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Langa. I assume generally there is agreement that we must proceed and with the process that is of the public hearings. Obviously, the process of the public hearings will be preceded by the issue of the written submissions and all the other processes. Subsequently, we will come to this committee also to present what are the alternative areas that will have to be, we will conduct public hearings on. I think one of the members, just there is something called in a meeting a point of privilege. I don't think we should hide this, but can honorable members give us space to deal with it? And we'll come back to this committee and present what is the outcome. We, in our engagement with the committee staff, and we have also checked with the department whether that they are aware. Honorable members will recall there was the former president had referred back the MPRD amendment bill to parliament, and that then ended up all the work was done by the committee of the National Assembly. It was referred to the National Council of Provinces. unfortunately came the end of the fifth parliament. And when the end of the fifth parliament came, the bill was still with the NCOP. Then there had been to and fro with regard to the status of that bill. But there is a view that says the bill should have been withdrawn by the executive authority, in this case by the minister from parliament, and then be referred. So we have requested for legal services to check this process. What are the implications? Has the department withdrawn the MPRD-B, which is the MPRD amendment bill? That's a bill that sought to amend the MPRDA. We will then come back to this committee and say what is the legal opinion. But we have also requested the department itself to go and check the legal implications of this. And we will then table, especially if there is implication on the submitted bill, we will definitely bring it in. But if it says, no, everything is okay, we will still bring it to the committee, but I don't think it will be a big issue because they would have said they are giving a go-ahead. And that's what I think it's important to share with members. So if there is a glitch, it will be presented to this committee what is the direction that we are given. On that note, honourable members, can we now go to the minutes, Ari?
The minutes,
that is the minutes of the 17th. Yes, go through. Yes. Is there any move of the minute?
Chair, I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Any second?
I second, Chair.
Chair?
Honourable Madam?
Chairperson, I'm just a little concerned about something, and that is the fact that in the minutes, in the record of attendance, you will note that there are more than 11 members recorded, and it's unclear from the attendance who are voting members or not. Now, I know, for example, in the EFF that Honourable Langa is the alternate for Honourable Madokwe. And I would request that perhaps in the minutes we just record after an alternate's name that they are an alternate, and they would then have voting rights if their other member is not there. I'm just putting it out there from a process perspective, Chair, because it's a little unclear.
My understanding is that all members are HEC'd, and their status is understood as in the HEC states, the prescribed number of members. But I think we can do what is being stated, just to put that star, and then the stage on this, it will be easy for people to recognize that that member is an alternate. I think it's not a transmesh. The other option will be that in the same bracket where it is stated the party, it can still be written alternate. For instance, where there's TK Langa, in bracket, we can just put alternate. I don't think it's a big issue. But I think the one that says put a star and then it that star prescribed that person, those people are alternates. I don't think it's a big deal. Okay, honourable members, are there any matters arising? Okay, in the absence of any matters arising, can we go to the next set of minutes, that is the 20th? You will do as usual. Let's go down. Okay, any move of the minutes?
I move for the adoption of the minutes, Chair.
Any seconder?
A second, Chair.
Thank you, honorable members. Let me just say this, honorable members, I think just for the benefit of any member who may not have been in the committee, but also for technical purposes. Honorable, you will help me, Ayanda and Ar. Honorable Langa is an alternate for the EFF. The EFF is entitled with one. And in the absence of Honorable Mato, when Honorable Langa represents, which is, will then get an entitlement of a vote. If I'm not mistaken, Ayanda will help me. Honorable Jafta is an alternate for all the parties that are here, that are present, except the ANC, Democratic Alliance, and the EFF. If I'm correct. So it doesn't mean, for instance, that if Honorable Lorima is not present, Honorable Jafta will come in as an alternate. Or if Honorable Lang and Honorable Matobe, they are not present, you will come in. It's only to be specific. If Honorable Professor Msimang and Honorable Zungula, then Honorable Jafta is then an alternate of those. In the case, I'm not sure, Ayanda, is Honorable Nyonzo still part of this committee?
Yes, Chair, he's still part of the alternate, but he has never attended any meetings, but he's still ATC as an alternate of this committee.
Okay, those are the two, because there are two members per for the other parties. I don't like to use this word, smaller parties, for the other parties. So you will also have two alternates. So that's what it means. They are alternate only two other parties. On that note, honorable members, thank you very much. The meeting stands adjourned. Have a good morning in your mini plenary sessions. Thank you very much. The meeting stands adjourned.